The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the blend that's friendship in a cup, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest, the lovely star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's H.M. Pullum Esquire, Hedy Lamarr, and Charlie McCarthy.
All right, fellas. Fellas, sit down, fellas. That's good. Hey, we're just in time. We're just in time. All right. Boys, quiet, please. Quiet. All right, Charlie.
Yes.
Who are these fellas you're bringing in here?
Why, Mr. Bergen, you are now gazing upon the debut of Maestro McCarthy.
Oh, see.
His pianissimo and fortissimo and old man Moses' dead orchestra.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're the conductor.
I am the whole cheese.
Yeah.
We are going to immortalize the three B's in music.
The three B's?
That's right.
Yes, the three B's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bach. Mm-hmm. Beethoven and Boogie Woogie.
I... Well, that covers about everything in music.
Yes, it does. It covers it good, too.
Yeah.
We've been rehearsing every night in an effort to popularize the classics.
Oh, that's nice.
But so far, we've become very unpopular.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, remember, Charlie, the popular numbers come and go.
Don't they, though?
Yeah. But the old classics will live forever.
Will they?
They will.
Good.
They will never die.
Well, that's good, because we've been certainly murdering them the past week.
Well, if your orchestra isn't ready for a public performance, what are they doing here?
Well, I just thought the boys and I might do a little private serenading for our guest.
Oh, I see.
You know, Hedy Lamarr.
Oh.
I'm no fool. I'm going to woo her with music. I'm going to play a ditty for my pity.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to serenade Hedy Lamarr?
Yeah. Yeah. Music is the food of love.
That's right.
And I'm cooking with gas. Yeah. I'm telling you, Bergen, she'll be helpless. She'll swoon.
Yes, yes. Well, now, it's McCarthy, now the musical Casanova.
That's me. I don't want to set the world on fire, but I sure'd like to give Hedy's heart a hot foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you really want to serenade Miss Lamarr, why don't you ask Ray Noble to help you?
Well, after all, you know, Mr. Noble and I, we're competitors now.
Oh, competitors.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Ray won't mind your competition.
No.
Oh, Ray.
Yes, Edgar.
These are the musicians in Charlie's orchestra.
Oh, so that's what they are, huh?
Yeah.
Did you get that little tinge, that little crack? That little slur? Yeah.
Well, if I can help you in any way, Charlie, of course I'd be glad to.
Uh-huh.
Do you need any musicians?
No, I got enough trouble with these five.
I can believe that. Well, I'm certainly anxious to hear your men perform. Have you a large repertoire?
Well, we did have, but he was always late for rehearsals. So I fired him. It seems to me if a man doesn't think enough...
No, Charlie. What Ray means is, do you play many selections?
Oh, yeah.
What is your piece de resistance?
Yes, do you lean towards Wagner or Bach?
Well, the trouble is, when we lean towards Bach, Wagner comes out. The song we ruined the least worst is Bill the Squealer.
Bill the Squealer?
That's the one, yes.
I say, oh boy, that's a new one on me.
Charlie is probably referring to William Tell.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
Bill the Squealer.
Yes,
Well, I'd certainly like to hear that, Charlie.
You would? Okay. Yeah. Boys, now let's play it as we rehearsed it, huh? Or even better.
Yeah.
Let's start percolating, okay? One, two, three.
Four, five, six,
seven. Yeah.
There's always a wise guy. I've never seen a professor. All right, men, William Tell. Now swing it, boys. And remember, if we get separated, we all meet at Swab's Drugstore. All right, one, two. That's right. It's early morning. The trees are wet with dew. That's right. Keep it green, boys. Keep it green. Wait a minute, fellas.
Hold it.
What's the matter, Charlie?
I don't know. I think there's a snake in the brass there. Who's playing that bass horn?
My brother-in-law.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Well, take him out and dehorn him. All right, fellas, let's start all over. Well, fellows, I've heard a lot of bands in my day, and I'm not saying this because you're here, but that is the most disgusting racket I've ever listened to. Now turn in your uniforms and go to your showers.
Well, Charlie, what about your serenade for Miss Lamar?
Well, since when does Casanova need help? None of this wishy-washy music for me. I'm going to be masterful. I'm going to use the direct approach.
Direct approach?
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm going to take the bull by the horns and throw it.
Every day has 24 hours, and yet some seem bigger than others. For instance...
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mrs. Foote, my dear.
The Chase and Sanborn coffee's here. It's friendship in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you. Well, I'm all set for a big cup of coffee, Mrs. Foote.
It's ready and waiting, Mr. Foote.
A delicious good morning it is, too.
Why, sure, it's Chase and Sanborn coffee. Super rich.
Goes over big with me.
You're in the best company, then, because it goes over big at more good restaurants, hotels, and clubs all the time.
So I've noticed. But say, how about the price?
It's thrifty.
Good. Folks, enjoy this delicious blend, Super Rich Chase and Sanborn.
Drip or regular grind?
It's a wonderful treat, yes?
A cup of coffee that seems to say a very good morning to you.
Get that morning greeting that's in tune with the season, Western Chase and Sanborn Coffee. It has the real Christmas spirit. True friendship in a cup. Get it super rich and roaster fresh in the modern vacuum can. To give you that superb flavor, we select and blend the choice coffees of the world. Then, right here in the West, it's roasted to the perfect height of its rich goodness and packed quickly, at its best, in this fine modern container. No air or dampness can get in to detract from your coffee enjoyment. Get a 1 pound can this week, or the 2 or 3 pound size. All are thrifty. For real friendship in a cup, for true holiday cheer, put in a supply of Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Hey, Costello, come here. Come here, Costello.
Ever.
Never mind that, come here. Look, now that we're working in a department store during the Christmas shopping rush, for once in your life, do a good job, will you please?
Oh, I'm doing great, Abbott. I just made a 10-cent sale. I'll ring it up.
All right. Costello, I don't like the ring of that dime.
What do you expect for 10 cents? Chimes?
No, never mind that, please. Go ahead, answer the phone.
I'll get it. Hello. Easy Credit Department Store. No, no red tape. No cosigners. You buy on your face and you pay through the nose.
Hello? Say, young man, does yours sell domestic animals?
You want a pet?
I don't mind, but I'd like to buy the animal first.
No, look. Say, hey, Costello. Here's Ray Noble. Lou?
Hello, boys. Say, I heard you were working in this department store.
Sure.
I'd like to buy a present for my wife.
You would, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're just in time, Noble.
Mm-hmm.
We got a sale on women's hats.
Say, maybe my wife would like a hat. What do you call that little number over there?
That's a beret.
Mm-hmm.
A straw beret.
Wait a minute, Abbott. What is it?
A straw beret.
A straw beret?
Mm-hmm.
You keep talking like that, somebody's going to give you a Ross beret.
All right, now. Look, Ray. What are you getting for the boys in the band?
For the boys in the band? Yeah. Well, I've got everything written here on a Christmas list.
Where
did I put that? Oh, yes, here it is, yeah.
That's it there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I ever saw a Christmas list written on a piece of confetti.
Look, Ray.
All right, fellas, it's
all right.
Okay.
How about giving your boys some books for Christmas?
Yeah, books. How about Goldilocks and the Two Bears?
No, you mean Three Bears.
Two Bears. This was before they was married.
All right, look, I think I know exactly what Ray wants. Costello, where's the wreck of the Hesperus?
She's home cooking my dinner.
No.
I'm an
special. I mean, after all.
Now, listen, Fellas.
She's my little woman. I love my
little
woman.
Never mind.
Oh, listen, Fellas. I'd better get my wife's present picked out first, you know.
Hey, Noble, here's just a thing for your wife. A nice bottle of midget perfume.
Midget perfume?
Yeah, when you tip over the bottle, a little squirt comes out.
All right. Come on, Ray. I want you to see our lovely nightgowns.
Oh, yeah, you got to see the nightgowns.
Yes. And what kind? What we have?
Yeah, what kind of nightgowns we got?
Peekaboo.
I said, what kind of nightgowns we got?
Peekaboo.
Are you kidding?
No, peekaboo.
Well, I see you. What do you want to play, some games?
No.
Let's play high spy. Let's play high spy or push in the corner or something.
No.
Oh, I don't want to play puss in the corner.
No.
Last time I played puss in the corner, some guy slapped me in the puss. I laid there for 4 hours.
All right, never mind.
Look, I
say,
Chad, what were you going to say? My wife doesn't need any nightgowns, but I might buy her a negligee to match my wife's mules.
Your wife's mules?
Yes.
Your wife's mules?
Yeah, look, Costello, my wife has a pair of pink mules.
Did you hear that, Abbott?
What?
His wife has a pair of pink mules.
Why, that's nothing. My wife has a pair of green mules.
See?
All right, you guys. Where did you hide the bottle?
No. Doesn't your wife have mules?
No, she just got a little dog. We got a small house.
No.
You can't have those things in the valley anyway.
You don't understand.
It's restricted.
When you get your wife... You don't understand this thing at all. You see, when your wife gets up in the morning, what does she put on her feet?
Corn plaster.
She must have some sort of mules. Now, there's two kinds. Silk and felt.
Felt?
Yes. Hasn't your wife felt mules?
No, she never touches any kind of animal.
No.
She's allergic. Get the word I just said.
No, never mind that.
Woo!
I can straighten this all out. Look, Costello, here it is. My wife uses a pair of mules to go around the house.
What's the matter? Is she too lazy to walk?
No. Ray means when his wife gets out of bed, she slips on her mule.
Sure.
Then why don't she keep him in the backyard?
No. Ray's wife keeps her mules under the bed.
For goodness sakes, don't the Board of Health say nothing?
No.
Hey, Bud, let's skip the whole thing.
Okay.
I'd like to go to the music department.
Though. Okay, Ray. Yeah. Costello, you run the elevator. It's on the fourth floor.
Just a minute. Is the fourth floor up or down?
Oh, come on. It's up.
Up.
Yes.
You left your motor running.
Yeah, all right, never mind that. Come on. Get in the elevator and take us up.
Okay.
Everybody step back in the car. Don't push. Don't crowd. Step back, please. There's room for everybody.
Costello, we're the only ones here.
Then I do mean you.
All right, Costello, come on. Take us up to the fourth floor.
Okay. Hold up.
All out. Roof garden.
No, Costello. Costello, please. Will you grab that handle and take us down to the fourth floor?
Don't talk so loud because I lose the place.
All right, never mind. Take us down to the fourth floor.
Okay, go on down.
I can't understand it. I'm overshooting.
No. Hey, I'm glad you're not hurt. Hey, Costello, are you in the elevator?
In it. I'm wearing it. Who wants another ride?
No, not I. No, never mind the music department. There's a piano right here in the basement. I'll try it out.
Say, Noble, do you know the song about Paul Revere's father?
Paul Revere's father?
Yeah, you know. Old man Revere,
oh, no.
That old man Revere.
Oh, please, please. Oh, no.
That is doubtful, isn't it?
Yes, I should say it is. You know nothing about music.
Who do?
You don't.
What about the song I just wrote? The one called Hey Abbott, Hey Costello. Here's the music.
Say, I think I could play this number if I had a zither. Have you a zither?
No, but I got a brother.
No, Costello. My zither is sort of alive.
So is my brother.
No, you don't.
Hey, Noble, I'll tell you what you do. You play the number, and Abbott and I will sing it. It's a brand new number.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Costello. If you wrote this number, what's this other guy's name doing on it?
What other guy's name?
Well, right here, Paglioni.
Paglioni?
Yeah.
That's page one.
No. Go ahead and play it, Ray.
Hey, Abbott, I just wrote a joke. I'll tell it, if I may.
That's a silly thing to say. There's no new jokes today.
Whether jokes are old or new, just telling them is lots of fun. You dig up some old pun and say, have you heard this one?
Hey, Costello, no smoking.
Hey, Abbott, who's smoking?
You are.
What makes you think I'm smoking?
Well, you've got a cigar in your mouth.
I got my shoes on, but I ain't walking.
Oh, come on.
Come on and laugh.
There's lots to be thankful for. Laugh. Things have been worse before.
If you're double-crossed by the friends you picked, knocked about and beaten and kicked,
they may have you down, but you'll never be licked.
If you laugh.
Hey, Abbott. How about those girls we had out last night?
Now, don't get personal, Costello.
I mean, after all, you got no kid coming. You had the best looking one. Yours had teeth.
No!
Come on, laugh.
There's a lot to be thankful for. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Things have been worse before.
If your wife runs away with your pal, don't cry. No, no. Or carry a torch or long to die.
You should feel sorry for the other guy.
If you laugh, laugh, laugh.
Hey, Abbott.
What, Costello?
Where do all the little bugs go in the wintertime?
Search me.
No, thanks. I just wanted to find out.
Duh!
Come on and laugh.
Laugh, laugh, laugh. There's a lot to be thankful for.
Laugh. What's that?
It's that same woman that was saying that before. Boy, is she hysterical.
Get a load of that.
Get that kid tittering and tottering over there.
Yeah.
Laugh, laugh, laugh. There's a lot to be thankful for.
There's another one.
There it goes. Now, you started something.
I started.
You started this.
Get the way the guy laughs.
It must be her husband.
Well, somebody throw him a fish.
Not my fish.
Laugh, laugh, laugh. Things have been worse before.
If a blessed event is almost near, and you wait for the day with a gnawing fear,
and the priority board says not this year,
just laugh, laugh, laugh.
I want to tell you how nice it is to have you visit us today. But I wonder if you know what you've done to Charlie.
Why, no, Edgar. What have I done?
Well, ever since Charlie heard that Hedy Lamarr was going to be here, he's been standing in front of the mirror all day, spraying himself with perfume and rehearsing love sonnets.
For me?
Yes, his idea is to sweep you off your feet. Now, he's out to defend his title as Hollywood's Casanova.
Oh, I see. Just a little timber wolf, huh?
Yes, yes. Now, that's what he thinks. But what Charlie really needs is a lesson, Hedy.
A lesson?
Yes, and you're the one to teach it to him.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I wish you would just give him the works. Lead him on and scare him so he'll never look at another girl.
Well, how far can I go with this, Edgar?
You can go just as far as you like. But promise me you'll stop at nothing but
all
scary.
All right. I'll try. Bring on McCarthy and let the chips fall where they may.
This ought to be all right. Charlie. Charlie.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm just a vagabond lover.
Good evening, Charlie.
Good evening, Miss Lamarr, my flower.
Oh, my Superman.
She knows me. Miss Lamarr, you are Hedy LaMarvelous.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't be intruding...
But you would be.
Well, excuse me.
Gladly. Yeah. Now, scram.
Yes, yes, yes.
At last, Hedy, we are alone. I wanted to tell you how beautiful you are. How ethereal. Stuff like that.
Charlie, you overwhelm me.
Not a bad idea. My darling, Hedy, you should know. My heart's been pierced by Cupid's bow. And now I cannot let you go. Oh, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Oh, Charlie, that's beautiful. Oh. I've heard about your reputation as a lady killer.
Oh.
And now that I'm with you, I'm almost afraid.
Oh, fear not, little one. Fear not.
No.
Oh. Oh. It's a cinch. Be not afraid. Putty, putty. Stand a bit closer, dear. That's it. Just a bit closer. Are you comfy?
Yes, Charlie. Is this better?
Better? Not better. Perfection. Toujours le moi.
Ah, you speak French?
Yes. I parley rendezvous a little, yes.
Oh, tell me more, Charlie.
Well, let me see. Très oui, vous parlez bien sûr. That's love, you know, French quotations.
Ah,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
But
yes.
What does it mean?
Yes, yeah, all. The last part or all of it?
All of it, dear.
Well, it means, frankly, it suffers in translation. Oh, really suffers. But what does it matter how we speak? Only the language of love is important, huh?
Ah, that's a very pretty line, Charlie.
I mean every word of it. I swear by the stars above. Your smile, it's like a rose, soaking wet with morning dew.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been smitten from the first moment I laid eyes on you.
Really? Do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, it does save a lot of time, doesn't it?
Strange, isn't it? Ever since we first met, wherever I go, whatever I do, I see your face.
No.
I see it in the street, the stars, the moon.
I do get around, don't I?
I see your face in every corner.
That's me, puss in the corner.
Oh, how I've tried to forget you.
Poor girl, I guess you've suffered, haven't you?
And no matter how I try, I can't escape you.
I'm a sort of a goblet, or a giblet, or a goblin,
Wherever I look, I see you. I look into the fireplace.
No, not there, please, not there.
Life is different since I met you.
Yeah.
I pick up a book and I can't read.
Well, you can look at the pictures, though, can't you?
Oh, the lonely, lonely hours listening to the clock ticking away.
Yeah.
Clock tick, clock tick, clock tick.
Oh, clock tick.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way they go now, huh?
Yes.
How does it strike? Uku?
Oh, tell me, Charlie, am I the only girl you've ever loved?
Yes, I swear you're the only one, and by far the sweetest of them all.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that, because all my life I've been saving my love for you.
Yeah? Here go the savings of a lifetime.
Charlie, I have it.
Now,
let's run away together.
You mean around the corner and get a chocolate soda?
No, I mean let's take a boat trip to South America.
South America? I couldn't even afford a bus trip to Santa Monica. Financially,
then it's all settled, huh? Oh, yeah. Charlie, this is so sudden.
Yes, isn't it? What is so sudden?
Oh, our marriage.
Our marriage? Now, wait a minute.
Oh,
no.
After all, you can't say the things you've said to a girl like me without having serious intentions.
Well, I was just talking. I was just fooling around. But you can't marry me.
Why not?
Well, isn't there a law against child bridegroom? I quote Blackstone. To wit, I quote him.
Oh, don't give me that, McCarthy. No one else shall have you. I'll share you with no one.
Well, you're going to have an awful tussle with a truant officer, I guess.
Charlie, from the first time I've heard your voice,
yeah.
I've been mad about you.
Is that so? Well, it's nice to be friends.
Friends?
Yes.
This is love. Really, real love.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Well, what I had in mind was a chocolate soda.
Chocolate soda?
Yeah.
How can you think of that?
Well,
with just the two of us alone. Yeah.
But this is just puppy love.
That's... Puppy love, yeah. You dog.
Now, don't bark at me.
Charlie, there can never be another.
I don't know.
I must have you. Let me hold you, crush you.
You'll meet someone, I don't know. I'm not going to last very long at the rate you're going.
And now prove that you love me.
Yeah.
Kiss me.
No, I'm not afraid, are you?
No,
I'm getting out of here. That's what I'm going to do.
Where are you going?
I got to visit a sick friend.
A sick friend?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know. He's too sick to tell me. I don't know.
Oh, no, you don't.
Let go of my lap.
Come back here.
You, I'm so puny, you hussy, you.
Oh, I'm a desperate woman, Charlie.
Well, you can't be more desperate than I am.
I'm like a railroad track when the danger signal's on. It's dangerous to cross me.
Yeah, well, toot toot, I'm blowing out of here.
Why, you're not leaving until I'm Mrs. McCarthy, your wife.
My wife? I need a wife like I need a hole in the head.
I can give you that, too. Oh! Well, we'll go through life together.
No,
right?
No.
Did
no.
you say no?
I don't know what I said.
Yes, no.
Bergen, help, help.
Oh, Mr. Bergen.
Yes, Daisy.
Well, it's all ready when you is, Mr. Bergen.
Well, thank you, Daisy. We'll be with you in a few minutes.
Say, Edward, it's nice of you having a new cook down here to fix us a bite to eat after the show.
Well, that's all right with Daisy, buddy. You see, she loves to cook.
Oh.
I sure does, Mr. Twist. Why, I's as vittle with the vittles.
Yes. You'll have to come up to the house and try some of Daisy's cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, Mr. Twist. I'll fix you a meal you'll never forget. And then top it off by some coffee that is real coffee. Chase and Sanborn.
That's the spirit, Daisy.
Yes, Mr. Bergen, the holiday spirit.
That's right, Daisy. Whatever the gift, it's the spirit that counts. The hearty, friendly spirit of Christmas. It's in the smiles around us, in the hand clasps and greetings. It's in the hearts of the family, in the very air we breathe. And one place you'll find it the year round is in Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee.
Yes, it's holiday flavor three times a day or more here in the West with Roaster Fresh Chase and Sanborn Coffee. Super rich and supremely satisfying every time it's poured. It's roasted to a turn here in our big Western roasting ovens. Then, fragrant and savory, at its flavor peak, it's quickly vacuum sealed. Air and dampness are completely shut out. The coffee goodness you want, locked in. And there it stays, Roaster Fresh, until you're ready to enjoy it. Get a 1 pound vacuum can this week, or the big 2 or 3 pound size. The price is economical. Your choice of drip or regular grind. In all containers, in either grind, it's true friendship in a cup. Right now, for the friendliest season of all, get a supply of Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Say, buddy.
Yes, Charlie.
Say, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to take Hedy Lamarr home. And will you do it for me? She's waiting outside.
Why, yes, sure I will, Charlie.
Thank
but,
you.
But wait a minute. How is she dressed? Will how is she dressed? Will I recognize her?
Oh, you're bound to. Yeah, there's only one like her.
Well, describe her.
She's got beautiful coal black hair.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and she's got gorgeous blue eyes.
My favorite color.
And she has flaming red lips.
Oh, yes.
Soft, round shoulders.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Never mind, buddy. I'll take her home myself.
Well, we hope you all enjoyed the show and that you'll be back again next Sunday when Charlie's guest will be the lovely Judy Garland. Until then, when you're buying groceries, keep in mind that every time you say Chase and Sanborn, please, to your grocer, you're saying thank you to us. This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight for the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.